Shmir Salashin Perik Tezvav and Uperik Shinam 106. Boyu Vayar Goidel Ovoin Hamachlaikis, the Goidel Onshoi. The Chatz Chaim now focuses here in the Sefer Shmir Salashin, which is not just the topic of Lashon Hara, but there are other topics here as well, all connected to some degree, the connected dots back to Shmir Salashin. So here he focuses on the Aveira, the Ovoin, of machlokes, of arguing, and the tremendous punishment that comes along with it. And also through machlokes, it brings a person to other horrific averus. Says the Chofetz Chaim, everything we discussed until now, with the horrific Avera, Goydel Einish, and the punishment that a person will get in this world, Oilam Hazeh, and Oilam Haba, Nuchu Lohovin Kama Yesh Lisrachikim Oven Machlekes. We can understand how much a person has to distance himself and stay away from Machlekes, from arguments and disputes. Kim Lavada Oven Ha'atzmish U Oven Plili Kasha Nevar, because putting aside the fact that it itself, Machlekes, is horrific and is evil. Oid who siba atzumu lova yaldeze lekama avoynes chamurin. It is also the reason, the source, to bring out many other averus and bad behavior. It's like when you go to a doctor, and the doctor, you know, you show the doctor there's a little scratch. The doctor says, oh no, that's not just a little scratch. There's something deeper inside. That's a simin. Just like we had in the parshias, you go to the kohen, and you show him the thing on your hand, he says, oh, we've got to look at that a little more deeply. And they take out the spiritual magnifying glass. And he says, oh, you know, that's tzaras. The doctor says, we have to take a little piece of that and examine that. Let's have a little biopsy. We have to look under the microscope and see what is that thing that you're showing me. Machlekes doesn't just end there. The hainu, it causes, can bring out sinas chinam, lashon hara, rechilus, vikas, and anger, oinos dvorim, halbanes panim, embarrassing people, unikimo, unetiro, as well as revenge, holding grudges, uklolois, shel chinam, baseless curses, ulekapeach panosus chaveroi, and it could come to the point where a person can go and attack someone's livelihood, his parnasa. And it can even come to chilul Hashem. Sha'avoinai godlo ad moed, which we know is of the worst of the averus of a person making a chilul Hashem. And all from what? All coming from the root of machlokes. And a person can also be over and transgressed the isra of flattery. And thereby through flattery, a person gets other people to join on his side against the other side. Then where do you find this? By Koirach. That's exactly what Koirach did. Shomru Chachmeinu Zal, Alapasik Bechanfei Lage Mo'eg Choreg Olai Shineimoi. Passing into Hillim in Perik Lamed Hey Tezvav. Bechanfei lage moig, that through flattery, with flattery a person comes, and the one who served food, his teeth now go against him. What does this mean? B'mashe hechnifu lekoirach shenosin lehem ugois. It says that Koirach gave them cookies. Right, we put our cookies over there. In between Seder, you go out, you have a cookie, a little refreshment, have a coffee, there's also some fruit. So Koirach knew. You get them some good food. You win them over to your side. Chorak aleim sar shel gehenem shinov. Then, because of the good food, he flattered them. Maybe it was with some cream inside the pie or the cake. You know what happened because of this? he aroused the teeth of Gehenim against these people. And then it comes to Leitzanus, to scoff and to mock the opposite side. And once again, you pull more people to your side, not because you care about them. Korach didn't care about them. He wanted to be the one in charge. And the logic goes out the window. There's only one person who could be the ruler. What are they all fighting about? All the 250 men, what's going on here? But the logic goes out the window because when a person gets involved with machlekes, I just had a phone call earlier also. Person calls me up, somebody wronged him. He checked into it with three other doctors. He says he charged him too much. They all said, we don't understand what's going on with that. So he says to me, this is what I want to do. This is the approach I want to deal with this. So I said to him, well, I'm not sure why you're calling me. If you're calling me for my advice, I'll tell you, don't do what you want to do. If you're calling me because you want to tell me you're venting, you want to get it off your chest, then do what you want to do. But if your goal is to get your money back, and if your goal is to explain to this person and find out why is he treating you the way he is, then don't do what you want to do. You're acting out of an irrational emotion. And I suggested to him a mahalach, an approach of dealing with the situation. So he says to me, you know, it's uncomfortable, the suggestion that I'm telling you. I said, yes, it is. But it's a little uncomfortable today, but your approach is much more comfortable for the future. So he says to me, okay, I think you're right. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We have to make sure that we act with menucha. Just like when people went crazy with COVID. You got to calm down. When people go crazy and their emotions start running, that's what happened by the eagle. That's how they made an eagle. There was too much confusion. You have to calm down. Take things b'menucha. It could be a dangerous or serious situation. But it has to be with menucha.